Riddle me this. It's 2024. There's a lot going on. International divide. Things have never been worse. You go on LinkedIn every day, it's a war zone. People are saying, look, what works? Is it email? No. Is it cold calling? Yes. But done in a specific way. Today, 2024, best cold call openers. Let's fucking do it. Jack.
This ain't a scene. It's a goddamn arms race. Great to see you, Mr. Thompson. We're going to hit you with the best cold call openers 2024, UK, USA, what you should be using. By the end of the episode, you will have lots and lots of ideas that you can make your own. Where the bloody hell do we start?
Let's start with our old faithful. Does it still work? Ring, ring. Can you pick it up, Jack?
Hello, Jack speaking.
It's not Jack, is it?
Yeah, it's Jack speaking.
Jack, I'm going to be completely honest. I bet you get a lot of these. It's actually a sales call. So do you want to throw your phone out the window or let me have 30 seconds?
Beautiful. Do you know this variation? I see so many people butcher it. So I see so many people say, do you want to give me 30 seconds or hang up? There's many different variations where you can mess it up. But you've just got to hit it straight on. I'll be very honest with you. It's a sales call. You can hang up or let me have 30 seconds. The choice that you want them to take is last, and it's let, that mini command that we talk about.
Superb. Where does it apply? I'll tell you straight away. Thanks for asking. CEOs, high D personality types, people who don't have much time. The key with an opener is what does it sound like in their world, which leads me very nicely onto the next potential role that we might be speaking to. This is my favorite opener for my CT bros.
Oh, bro.
And my chief cuddly people officers and HR types. Okay? Shall I lay it out for you, Jack?
Please hit me with it.
Please, you do the honors, pick up the phone.
Hello.
Oh, that's not Jack, is it?
Speaking, yes, Jack.
Oh, Jack, I was hoping you could help me out. I've been set a really tricky task. Could I fly through why I've called? I promise if it's not relevant, I'll never bother you again.
Yeah, go on. What's it about?
Bang.
Really good.
Why does it work?
It's a tricky task. If you were stood in the middle of the woods and you're looking around and you're looking lost, I want to fly in there and help you. I want to point you in the right direction. People want to help people that are lost. My favorite thing with that one is, do you sound a little bit vulnerable? So everyone says you've got to sound like an alpha, but I'd ring up and I'd say, oh, that a bit of a weird. I've been set a bit of a tricky task. I don't know if you can help me. I guess, can I fly through it in 30 seconds? And if it's not relevant, we're still giving them that permission to say no, but you're asking for help. Okay.
Beautiful. Next one, I'm going to hit you with something a bit more direct, a bit more straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, baby.
Hello, Jack speaking.
Jack, if I said I was a salesperson, would you want to have me tracked down and shot?
Probably.
Why does everyone say that to me?
Salespeople are scum of the earth.
They are, and I certainly am. But I tell you what, I'm going to treat you with some respect. Can I tell you why I've called? If it's irrelevant, I promise I'll do the shooting myself.
I like it. Bang. Straight to the jaw.
Bang. Straight to the jaw. Works, direct, pattern interrupt, yada, yada, yada. What about, Jack, if I've got a item that actually the problem pitch won't work against? I'm going to give you an example. What if I'm a electric vehicle charging point? And when I start to give them the problem pitch, they might go, hold on a second, mate. You just wanted to put some chargers in my car park. How do you deal with those ones?
You can include humor, like I know we have done on these kind of campaigns, but you can call people up and let's do it. Let's ring, ring. Right.
I'll be the prospect. Ring, ring. Hello, it's Malcolm.
Malcolm, I'll be honest. If I said I was calling you to talk about putting an EV charger in your car park, would that shock you?
I'm just having lunch with Penelope at the moment. But we are interested in looking. Penelope, it's an EV charging point, gentlemen. But why just one?
Why not one? We like those ones where it's like getting to the point. So like other things you can do, depending on what you're selling, is a bit of a weird one today. I was calling up to see how I'd get on your preferred suppliers list. How would I go about that? That's a great one to start a conversation, because you'd probably have to come in, do a presentation, do a lunch and learn, start that conversation.
Exactly, exactly. Can I give you a left field one, the monkey on the back?
Please.
Yeah, so I call this one the monkey on the back. So pick up the phone.
Hello.
Jack, bit of a, sorry, I'll start again. I was assumptive. Hello?
Hello.
That's not Jack, is it?
Oh, yeah, it is actually.
Oh, right, okay. Jack, I've been set a bit of a tricky task. I was hoping you could settle a debate. I know that sounds strange.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
Well, me and my boss were having a discussion this morning. He thinks you're the exact company that we can definitely help. I'm not convinced. So I thought if I rang you up, you could settle that bet if I very quickly tell you what it is that we do. And that way I at least get a tenner off him.
Well, what is it you do?
Bang.
We're typically invited in by ambitious business. And then you're into it.
Permission-based opener. Salespeople do best when they're invited in. But what do you know? Jack just invited me in.
What about this one? So if you're a recruiter and it's a very saturated market, or it's like something like loans or whatever it is, saturated. Ring, ring.
Hello.
That's not Zach, is it?
Yes.
Zach, I'll be very honest. It's a sales call about recruitment. I don't know if that makes you want to drop kick your phone across the room or let me run through in 30 seconds why I've chosen to call you.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of these at the minute.
Ooh, sounds like it. Okay, well, I guess, and then we're into it, but we're going to run through that thing of, if it's something that's quite saturated, I like the idea of getting there.
Getting there first. Yeah, like that. Let me give you one that doesn't work.
Mate, they're just spitting out of us, aren't they? 7 minutes. How many openers have you done?
Let me give you one that doesn't work.
Okay, go on.
You onto the phone?
Hello, Jack speaking.
If you want a meeting, say what?
What?
Got your diary there.
Oh, that was good. I like that.
Right, so look, you're right. There's a lot of openers there, isn't there? Do you want to give another one?
I want to keep going all day. I got another one. So it's similar to the first one, but it's just, Zach, I'll be very honest with you. We've never spoken before. I guess, can I whisper in 30 seconds why I've chosen to call you? And if it's not relevant, we can leave it there. Is that fair?
Yeah, good. Very good. That one works best in the USA.
The US. What about this one? Because we've said this story before, but people won't have heard this.
I know what you're going to say. I don't know how you can just keep bringing this one back up. It's years ago.
You've done
ago.
A lot of incredible things. You've closed some massive deals, but also we were working on an SEO campaign for an agency, and the opener that we use, let's roll it out.
Right. So, hello, Zach Wiggum.
Zach, I've got a bit of bad news.
Oh my God, what's happened?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
I've just typed in what you do on Google and you're not even on the first page.
I don't know why I thought it would work.
Yeah, well, I've got some good responses. Have you got anything more? Anything else up your sleeve?
Just the tone, have fun with it. You can hear that. Even though, like, I'll be honest, this is a sales call. Do you want to hang up and let me have 30 seconds? Can be delivered like that. Or it can be delivered with a little bit of theatre to it. Oh, Jack, I'll be really honest. You're probably getting loads of these. You're probably going to hate me for it. It is a sales call. So it's up to you. Do you want to hang up or let me have 30 seconds? Or, Jack, I'll be honest, it is a sales call. Do you want to hang? It's totally different. Everything's in the tone. So get the tone, grab it by the bollocks, and fucking get on with it. Right.
I like being... just wait, calm down. How many coffees have you had today? Just chill out. Have you got somewhere to be trying to finish this episode in 10 minutes? Just calm down for a minute. It's all right. But mate, it's meant to be fun, this whole podcast thing.
I don't want fucking fun, right?
Right, okay. Just chill out. I don't know what to say now.
Let's get into the task.
No, just wait 1 minute before the task. What I was going to say is, we talk about these four different characters and the adaptability. One of my favorite things to do, if somebody's driving, put that into your opener. so you can hear someone try. I don't know if that makes you want to throw your phone out the window and reverse over it. I don't know if that makes you want to swerve off the motorway into a bollard. Whatever it can be, use what you can hear. I don't know if that makes you – you call someone at lunchtime. I don't know if that makes you want to drop kick your sandwich or drop kick your – just be a bit different. Get that permission. Pick up that phone. Make that cold call. Let's do the fucking task.
I rang someone in America the other day, and they picked up the phone, and they went, yeah, I'll let you know I've done this fucking call. Hello? And I went, ooh, F-bombs so early in the morning. And they laughed and went, oh, did you hear that? And I went, yeah, and you don't want to give me another F-bomb now. It is a sales call.
Bang.
And then they laughed. I also like that Ginger Lads one. Will Falkenberg.
What did he do? I'll give you something to chew on?
Yeah. I've got you eating. Yeah, I'm just having my lunch. Well, I'm about to give you something to chew on.
Stupid. Right. I love it. That's been the best cold call opener of 2024. This has been action packed with autism, but
I think I've come into this too strong. I think my energy's been off.
It just didn't match where I was, but I'm ready to do something this afternoon.
You've not been having much coffee.
Yeah, I've been having coffee, but I also know how to control my emotions.
I've actually had no coffee today.
I know, but you've been having that green tea perfect Ted matcha, haven't you?
No, I haven't actually. But anyway, it's a conversation for another time. So, the task this week is going to be pretty simple, okay? We gave away, I think, 5 vouchers last week to the people who got there first and messaged.
There's a lot of money on the table.
There's a lot of money on the table. And there's even more money on the table this week. We're going to up the vouchers. There's going to be 10 available. What I want you to do is write a post on LinkedIn and post it that says, we have a meeting, more like we have the best business ever. I'd love to work there and I wish I could. Once you've done that, it should let us know, but if it doesn't and you don't have a response, just message me or Jack on LinkedIn and we'll get the voucher over. This week, it's £140 in Amazon vouchers for the person who successfully
sends that. And you're getting 24 to 43 working day hours.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, look, that's been Trench Tips. That's been the best openers that we've ever heard or done. Hopefully one day I can be a person to you and you can be a person to me. I've been Zach Thompson. That's been Jack Frimston. Maybe not. Cheers, guys.
Thank you. Respect.